These images show the El Obeid Air Base, where there is a large gathering of military air power, including two AN-26 Antonovs. And why these Antonovs are potentially very important is that they match the description of the planes that allegedly attacked the two refugee camps in southern Sudan last week. Additionally, these planes on the strip at El Obeid are in range operationally of those camps. They could have made that flight, and they are capable of performing a mission such as a bombing run.
Now, last week, we also spoke about a military buildup. I believe it was in Blue Nile State. What does this indicate to you, seeing these air bases being upgraded or fortified?
What it indicates to Satellite Sentinel is that there are two things going on related to air power with the Sudan Armed Forces. One is that they are improving the ability of newly captured airstrips to handle certain types of aircraft and to be able to handle multiple aircraft coming in or out of an airstrip at a time. The second thing we're seeing related to air power with the Sudan Armed Forces is the gathering of multiple types of aircraft at El Obeid, including ground strike fighters, helicopter gunships, and the Antonov transport plane. That's very disturbing given the attacks of last week. The question is, will those joint strike fighters come into play and be used similar to the way the Antonovs have been used in terms of attacking ground targets?
Do we see any buildup of forces from South Sudan along their border that would be comparable in any way?
We have been monitoring the southern side of the border, and there is no comparable buildup that we have been able to see at this point. The first reason why there is no comparable buildup is that South Sudan is not believed to have nearly a fraction of the air power or infrastructure to project that air power that North Sudan has. Additionally, the second reason why we don't feel that there is a comparable buildup is that South Sudan has little roads or infrastructure to be able to bring forces to the front of the line. Whereas in the case of North Sudan, there has been significant buildup of infrastructure over the past few months along the border to be able to move troops and supplies.
Now, you've been reporting on this buildup for quite a while now. Who did you relay this information to, and have you gotten any reaction?
First of all, we relayed the Satellite Sentinel Project information to the world every time we publish a report. We also have communicated this information directly to the United Nations and to governments, including the United States government. The reaction we have gotten is, as you can see in the statement of the White House, is one of great alarm in regards to the recent developments about the indiscriminate bombing. I think that the key now is for the UN Security Council to act. There has been a lot of statements, but policy related to South Kordofan, related to Blue Nile, international policy has not changed all that much since the attacks began.